If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
What up? It's Wally the Sensei. Make sure you check me out on the Bootleg Kev podcast, man. Real fire shit going on.
Yo, man, Bootleg Kev podcast. We got a special guest in here. Finally, one of my favorite out the city, man. Wally the Sensei. The golden child is here.
Hey, man. Say, man. What up, Kev?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm good. You feel me? Hey, shout out to Kev, though, because I just came down here. He got a dope-ass studio. I went in there and made some straight hit records. Y'all gonna hear them motherfuckers. I'm finna switch it up.
No, you got... It's crazy, because you were playing me, even besides the stuff you made the other day, like, you were just playing me just the stuff that's in the... that you have just loaded up ready. That's crazy, with everyone and their mom.
Yeah. I got some shit in the vault. I'm just sitting
back. You got
back.
Some shit for sure.
I'm just
putting
sitting
it
back aiming. I'm just sitting back aiming.
Well, it's crazy too because like the one thing about you, bro, is like it's like I remember the first time I heard Scandalous. I was like, oh, this shit is different. Like the thing about, you know, and this is something I feel like Greedo preaches so much is like it's easy to try to box in LA rappers into this little box.
Yeah.
And you immediately did such a great job of just like when I heard Scandalous, I just like I was like, oh shit, this ain't the same. This is different.
Yeah, facts. Man, we hate it. We hate being put in a box, especially the ones that's really talented. Like even me though, when I came out, I had a hard time trying to locate my specific sound. Like, all right, yep. Where's my foundation? Like, mm-hmm. like people know that they can come to me for, you know what I'm saying, shit that sound like that. But when you hear O3 Flow or Tarzan, like all my records sound different. That's
for
what
sure.
I like that, but it's like a gift and a curse because you don't really know what you're going to get whenever I drop.
Right. And you were playing me some shit. And like, you know, I feel like you just got a very like you got a range of tones that your voice can go in where, like you said, like if you didn't know it was you and maybe you had only heard O3 Flow and maybe you heard another record.
You wouldn't even
you
know.
You might not even know it's the same guy.
I swear to God, shit crazy.
But I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's good. Sometimes it's bad for me, I feel like, because I see all these other artists, and they got, like, a foundation. Mm-hmm. And it's like, damn, I kind of want that for myself, but at the same time, I don't want to be boxed into a specific sound, so.
Well, I think you got a foundation, though, because I think when you have, like, you know, records that are, you know, whatever level, you got a couple of hit records, you know, I feel like that, you know, whether it's a West Coast hit or whatever, you got records that, I mean, like I booked you at my club in Scottsdale and that shit was fucking lit.
Oh yeah. Yeah, 11-11.
And before you even DJ, like when I would DJ at my spot, I would always play O3 Flow and the whole fucking crowd would just sing it.
Bro, people love that song.
It's crazy,
like,
bro.
They got like an emotional connection to that song.
For sure.
And when I made it, I didn't think that like everybody would be able to relate to it like that.
Yeah, it's interesting too, because when you made it, Greedo was incarcerated.
Yep, he was in the pen.
Did you have any relationship with him prior to him being incarcerated?
Well, I had reached out to him before he went to jail. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I always fucked with Greedo, like, because I didn't even really have no songs out. Like, and he was still willing to fuck with me. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna say under what circumstances or what price or whatever, but like, you know what I'm saying? He could have just ignored my DM, or he could have just ignored my email, whatever the case may be. And when he was in jail, I spoke to him like a couple times over the phone, and he just used to give a nigga game, like giving me game about the industry and how I should move.
But he didn't need to.
Yeah, exactly. And he still do though. Like anytime me and Greedo link up or we talk, like, bro, he always dropping gems on me, like showing me the way, which, you know, in this industry, a lot of people ain't gonna do. You gotta pay to play.
No, he's one of the realest, like, I like, what I like about Greedo is he's, he understands his worth, and he understands his position, and he doesn't take it lightly. I think a lot of people, they get some motion. Here, let me push this back. I was gonna fall off. Let me help you out there. There you go.
Yeah, there we go. Good looking.
Oh, this fucking Velcro's tripping. Jesus. There it goes. But I feel like a lot of people might get some motion. Like, obviously, Greedo is one of the most influential rappers to ever come out of Cali. But I feel like they don't understand, like, the weight that they hold. And I feel like Greedo is very intentional with who he fucks with. I feel like he's a pure-hearted dude. And he's also, like, not as accessible as everybody else. Yeah, and I feel like that's by design.
He on his superstar shit.
For sure, but it's smart because you can't just be accessible to everybody. You know what I mean? Like, you have to kind of understand, like, yo, like, everything's going to be kind of intentional. And I feel like he's done a good job of that. So I think it's dope that, like, even without you having music out and you getting locked up, and I'm sure he's hearing about O3 Flow.
Yeah. Yeah, man, me and Greedo, we got so much shit. We got a whole tape on the way.
Yeah, I heard him talking about it.
Yeah, when he was in a halfway house in Houston, I flew out there, and we went all night on some shit.
Fire.
Made some shit that's going to fuck L.A. streets up. Like, even more parts of the world, but that was really one of my focuses. Like, man, we need some of that shit that the people love here, because I feel like, you know what I'm saying, we don't really got that. Not right now.
100%, man. 100%. I feel like L.A. is in need of, like, some anthems right now.
Yeah.
Because I think, obviously, shout out to 310 Baby, Soak City's going crazy, but the shit you was playing me, man, listen.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to 310 Baby, man.
Now, he's going fucking crazy.
Hey, that young dude, he killing it.
He's hilarious. He's a good kid.
I love seeing that nigga, man. He killing it. But, yeah, the shit I got in the phone, I call it the vault. The shit I got in the vault, man.
No,
like,
special.
I really plan on just going ahead and taking the throne here and picking different countries. I'm trying to get out the country with this shit.
Well, you weren't you on a major for a sec?
Yeah, I was with Capital.
That's right, Capital.
For like 2 years.
Yeah, how was that experience?
It was cool. I mean, I got to learn the business.
Right.
Because that was the main thing with me, like, coming from where I'm from. Shit, I've never been up close enough to see how all this shit worked. Like, it's like I know my potential and I know where I can go, but the actual steps to getting there, I didn't know what the steps was.
So that kind of at least was like a nice dry run for you to be like, you know, I'm in the game. I can see how this music industry works a little. You live, you learn.
Facts.
And now you can apply all the stuff you learned into the stuff that's in this vault.
Exactly.
Yo, what was it like for you, man? Like, I know you told me just told me before we were filming that, like, you did make a conscious decision to be, like, 10 toes down on this music shit.
Oh, yeah, because when I first came in, when I first started doing music, I didn't expect it to go that far.
Right. Like, you didn't know what you had.
Yeah, I really started off making music for myself. Like, I really like listening to my music. Like, I don't know if other people feel the same shit.
Right.
Or if they hearing the same shit, but for me, it's like talking to somebody that everybody need. Like, I can just talk to myself through my songs. So, but once I figured it out that, like, people really loved it and they really fucked with it, I'm like, oh, I can probably really do this shit. And I went to Detroit. I spent like a year just in the studio almost every day.
In Detroit?
Yeah.
Who were you working with out there?
With The Circle. Okay. Neek. You know Neek?
No, I don't.
Oh, well, Neek is basically, he responsible for a lot of the success that come out of Detroit.
Well, Detroit's...
like Drago and Bino.
Detroit's on fire.
Like Sada and Skilla and Babyface Ray and all them niggas. They all really under pretty much one umbrella. Mm. So that studio, I was out there working with them. Oh, and the Glock Boys, TJ. I was out there working with them in the stew. Like, because they work at a fast pace.
Right.
Like, I was making like 4 songs a day.
Would you say you work at that pace too?
Now I do. Yeah, now I work fast as shit. But that's where it started though. I went out there and they all used to be in the booth at once. It's like 4 niggas in the booth just back to back rapping and shit. And I had to pick up on the speed, you feel me? Or else I couldn't never get on the song.
Right.
Like every time I try to get on the song, it'd be done. So yeah, when I got back home, I started doing like 12 songs a day, 20 songs a day. I'm like, okay, shit. I got the hang of this shit. But probably last year, I'm like, damn, like I feel like my music is good. I feel like I'm one of the best, but I gotta get everybody else to see that. Like, you know, and like real life shit always slow down the process. So I'm like, all right, fuck everything. I know I got the kids, I know I got family, I got people who love me, but shit, like you feel me? I gotta put everything to the side. I gotta put the hood to the side, the streets to the side, and I just gotta work on this.
Yeah, I always feel like if you move a certain way while also trying to be a superstar, you're always gonna have some sort of like stress cloud hanging above your fucking head because you never know what today might entail.
Yeah, stress cloud, distractions. Look, if you out there and you trying to chase your dreams, bro, don't think twice. If you got the right shit in your heart and you know you love your friends, you know what I'm saying? You know you love your hood, then you don't got to think twice. Chase your dreams first and then come back.
Help out. Yeah, yeah, exactly. But the goal isn't to stay in the hood.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be the goal.
That's only the goal for niggas who never been there.
Right.
Only niggas who ain't grow up in the hood really just glorify just being in that motherfucker. We all trying to make a way out. Everybody from the hood trying to get out.
For sure, man. What is it about, man, Compton? Whatever water y'all got in Compton produces the best rappers.
Bro, we got so much talent.
It's so crazy.
It is. Like, I'm really grateful. I swear I'm blessed because I'm grateful that I got something that stand out. Because otherwise, bro, you'll be drowned in that shit.
Nah, Compton's so many, just loaded, bro.
There's so many options. Like, whatever you looking for musically, sports-wise, all that shit. It's a lot of talent.
Tons of talent in my neighborhood. Compton, for sure.
I can get you hip. We got... just out of my section, we got Mari Ruger, we got YS 30 Shot Capone, we got Hitta J3, you know, like some of the bigger names. You know, K-Dot came from our section too. We got Rosecrans Hop Out, we got Vicasso, we got Chef Boy. I don't know if you ever heard of Chef Boy. Man, you gotta hear Chef Boy. He crazy. He got all the females going crazy.
Yeah, I just think when I think of Compton, I'm like, you know, it's just top. I mean, I already mentioned Kendrick, obviously Game, fucking.
Yeah, we got 448.
Roddy, Asia's dope.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Roddy really one of the best artists, I feel like, ever to come out of California.
I agree.
Yeah, like, I don't feel like they give that dude his respect and flowers enough.
It sucks, too, because with Roddy, I feel like he was the first case study of the, like, he had caught such a wave when his album came out, and I feel like he was the one artist who couldn't really, that was his first real like superstar moment, and it happened right at the beginning of COVID.
Yeah, that's what happened to me.
You know what I mean? Like COVID really, like Roddy had a festival run planned, a bigger tour planned, and then COVID just fucked up. I feel like COVID fucked with a lot of people's momentum, bro.
COVID came in, bro. I signed a deal during COVID. So I didn't meet nobody from the label.
All Zoom calls.
Everything was on Zoom. That shit was crazy. Like, for it to be my first time doing everything.
So you're dealing with nothing but Zoom? Yeah, and the record companies were super paranoid, so nobody was coming in.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a cap on everything. It wasn't too much that nobody wanted to bet on because, you know, it was our first time ever seeing it as a whole.
For sure. Nah, for sure, man. Talk about what's your writing style? Are you you write anything, or is it all?
Nah, I ain't wrote since I got a song called Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all make sure y'all check that out. That's Go one of the people favorites. But I ain't wrote a song since Tarzan, so I ain't wrote in like 2 or 3 years.
Before that, like, did you write Scandalous on Pet? Like,
no, I freestyled.
That was all freestyle. Okay. Yep. So what will you do? Will you go in and lay down the harmony first, like the melody, and then fill in the lyrics?
It's so unorthodox, bro. Like, I feel like I do that more now. Like, I kind of mumble shit, or I might even whistle.
Fill it in?
Yeah, like, I'll whistle a whole beat through, and then, like, I'll make the whistle words. I'll fill it in with some words, but... Yeah, it's so unorthodox the way I do it, because it ain't no, I really don't have no actual way to do it. It's no right or wrong.
There's no like specific formula way you do it. Like, it might be different Tuesday than it is Wednesday.
Yeah, like Scandalous, I blurted that out. Like, oh, I was in the booth and I just blurted some shit out and I just kept going.
Hey, such a fucking amazing statement.
Yeah, but that
people trying to kill me for some shit that was really
shit that was going on in my life though. So that's the thing. Like, a lot of times it just really be my conscience,
right? Like, and it just comes out.
Yeah, and I choose conscience over brain. Like, if I'm thinking, I always feel like we might, like, if we knew the formula, then we'll all be billionaires. Like, nobody really know the formula, so I'll be trusting my conscience whenever some shit just come out or I feel it, I just run with it.
Why the sensei?
For a few reasons. Shit, I did do karate a little bit growing up.
Like, how far in, like, how much karate? Like, what belt?
Brown.
That's a pretty, I mean, what is that? A couple behind black?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you start karate, first we have to learn all the bones and shit in the body, from the head to the feet type shit. My sensei was my cousin, and he ended up passing away. So after he passed away, I never did go back to karate, but just the style of the word, I mean, the people that are senseis in the world, like, it's supposed to be like a teacher. And in my eyes, I look at it like as somebody that's kind of humble,
mm-hmm.
but still know a little bit, could probably kick your ass, but they'll spare you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, wisdom.
Yeah, if you know who Reza Islam is, do you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Reza Islam? Mm-mm. He they always be taking his Instagram down, but he like next up under Farrakhan.
Okay.
And he be on Instagram like just kicking jewels about the world and political shit.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was younger, he famous as shit now, but when I was younger, I used to run into him all the time. Like, just when I used to be running the streets, and he used to like just grab me and be like, you know, you finna come with me. He'd take me to his, he had like a compound like where they have kids read.
And
like, you could probably learn self-defense, all right. type of shit. Right, not right, even right. just like, not even just on a Muslim level, but just like, just really just enlightening young people.
Because for sure.
I could tell he looked at me like I was quite mischievous or whatever, but he seen something else in me. So I kind of stuck with the shit that he used to teach me, the shit that my cousin used to teach me, and just the shit that I naturally, the ways that I naturally was.
Well, because you seem like a pretty like reserved, out the way dude for being like one of the hottest dudes in the city. Like, I feel like you're not like, I never ever see you like being reckless online. Like, you're pretty chill.
Nah, hell nah, bro. If it was up to me, I would never get on Instagram. I do not fuck with social media, bro. Social media is crazy.
It is, man.
You open your phone,
it's addictive,
and
too.
You look at this shit and you just see a billion people trying to say the worst thing they could possibly say.
Yeah.
To anybody.
To just try to get attention.
Yeah, to people that they don't know.
Yeah.
And then the shit that people do for the clout, like where I'm from is like a real place. Like in my hood in Brompton, it's weird seeing some of these people that I might have knew my whole life, and I see them like
stepping out of character for likes.
For the internet. So it's like, damn, that shit scared me.
Not a real place.
Bro, it scared the shit out of me. I hate it. And I already know that. Like, you could be the most talented person in the world, bro. Michael Jackson get clowned on the internet.
Everybody.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? So I know one day I might slip and fall down the stairs, and y'all gonna flame me for it anyway.
You're gonna be a meme.
I ain't y'all friend. I don't fuck with the internet, man.
Yeah, I feel like you know, it's a tool to use for your fans. It's a tool to use for the music, but like, a lot of people get tied up with their quote unquote internet, like who they are online.
Yeah.
And who they are in real life.
Yeah.
And then they try to somehow, like you said, you'll know somebody their entire life. And if they get a little traction online, somehow they become like, yeah, why are you a weirdo now?
Yeah, they'll run with it. And I hate that shit.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I hate it. Shout out to Instagram. I love what y'all doing with the app, but it's the people that I'm talking about, the people using the fucking app.
Right.
It's we could be using it in a lot of positive ways, like, because, bro, the internet is a blessing.
Yeah, you can spread information.
Like, bro, like, even in music, if you think about it, like, people used to have to put $1 million budgets down for videos.
You would have had to have taken a demo tape to someone. Yeah. And say, yo, check this out.
And they got to play it.
And then they got to play it. They got to like it. They got to call you back. No, now you could just go straight to the people.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell everybody.
Bro,
the
you
market.
Could sell anything you could do, but what we choose to do with it is crazy.
It's wild, bro.
Like,
it's like the best and worst thing to ever happen to society.
Yeah, facts.
For sure. Talk to me about your situation, because, you know, like you said, like, you got a ton of music. You're sitting on some big records. Like, what is holding you back from dropping more music?
Since December, I was dropping like a single every week.
Mm-hmm.
And I just finally slowed down so I can kind of calculate my next few steps. Just being independent, it's not like, it's easier, it's a faster process because I don't got to get the records cleared the same and shit.
Right.
But at the same time, financially, you know what I'm saying?
Everything falls on you.
Yeah, certain shit, you got to be able to back certain records up.
Yeah.
So the ones that I really care about, I ain't just throwing them out.
You just want to throw out and see what happens. You want to make sure you have a plan. You want to make sure you have.
But the ones that I feel like is just good for the people and just to hold them
just
over.
Just to keep the momentum going.
I just let that
going.
Shit fly. Hell yeah.
Yeah, like how many records you and Greedo have on the project? Because
we probably got like 10 to 12.
No, that'd be hard.
Yeah, man, we got some shit too, some dope ass songs. I gotta play you some when we get up out of here.
For sure. I heard some shit. I want to say who's on these records, but you got some records. You got some big records.
Oh yeah, I got some shit right now. I got some shit with Doughboy, G Herbo, YTB Fats just came out. Yesterday,
another talented.
Yeah, he just came to the hood yesterday. Well, we went to the studio.
You played me a song with another guy who's from LA, who also is a little reserved online, but is also great with melodies.
Oh yeah, I got some shit. I got one with Ty Dolla Sign and Blast.
Yes, that's the one I'm talking about. The Ty Dolla Sign Blast record is fucking crazy.
That shit so fire. Hey, shout out to Ty. Shout out to Blast, because they sent them verses back, and I was. Bro, I felt like that was what we needed right now.
For sure.
And the Ty on there, it sound like some... Because I'm a big Ty fan,
for sure.
You feel me?
One of the goats.
So all his old work is really some shit that kind of helped. You know, because I do harmonies and shit, and I be singing.
Yeah.
So that's somebody I always look to, you know what I'm saying, to not be kind of... Him and Greedo.
Mm.
Greedo, Ty, and no bullshit, R. Kelly. R. Kelly the goat, man. Aside from the other shit...
I say it all the time.
Musically,
people always
bro,
give me
R.
shit.
Kelly,
because I still
the
be fucking
go.
Listen, you have to separate the person from the art. Otherwise, we ain't going to ever enjoy shit. Because as you can see, what the fuck's been going on lately is a lot of our heroes is caught up in some allegations, and it's like, well, does that mean I can't enjoy their contributions? Because
yeah.
R. Kelly is, in my opinion, the best songwriter ever.
The greatest,
and
bro.
He's the, in my opinion, the
Step
king of R&B.
In the Name of Love, Happy People, bro. He the shit.
Just 12 Play, the R album, the double album was my shit. Like R. Kelly, the self-titled album, You Remind Me, all that. Like R. Kelly is like still to this day, like one of my favorite artists. Now, I'm speaking from his creative contributions. Like I can look the other way on the other shit.
Yeah,
it's all good. Like I'm kicking it with him.
Yeah, I mean, I ain't no judge. I can't convict him of nothing.
No, he got convicted, though.
But if it was up to us, we couldn't. Even
no, right.
We
right.
couldn't if
no,
we wanted to.
No, but you can enjoy the art.
But the music, bro, and then Ty, really, like, looking at Ty work was kind of like, okay, damn, if I want to be real big, can I still be myself? Like, mm-hmm. Greedo and Ty,
they're still themselves.
I feel like those two people, musically, they really bring, like, they put the inside... onto the track. Like,
when did you first reach out to Ty, or did he reach out to you? How'd that work?
Because
he's tapped in a lot with the new
bro,
shit.
Bro, we got more records that's good as hell,
you
too.
And Ty?
Yeah, hell yeah. We got some dope records. We probably, our first session we did was probably last year.
Fire.
The beginning of last
Great
year.
Great guy.
And we got some dope records. Like, I put up on him another time and did some dope shit. He had Juicy J in there.
Of course.
I done put up. I just fucking met Eminem.
What?
Dr. Dre and Snoop. I went to Dre's house for a day, and I got to sit in a session and watch them work. Bro, that was the dopest shit I ever seen.
Boy, you got to rewind. You get invited to go to Dr. Dre's house.
Yeah.
And Eminem and Snoop are there with Dre.
Bro, and then look, put your hand out. Yeah. When I met him, he like, Marshall.
Like, yeah,
I'm like, bro, I know who you is, bro. You one of the best rappers ever. But, bro, now I understand why they call Dre Dr. Dre. Like, the shit that he do in the studio, like, he really doctored them songs up.
Yeah, they say he's, like, super particular.
Every line, bro. And then, like, it get deep, bro. He one of the coldest. He might be the coldest to do it, like.
I mean, if you think about production, if you think about just what he has had his fingerprints on, even just the Dr. Dre tree. If you just like take his tree and you just start looking at everything that came from it.
Yeah, and then we from the same neighborhood too, as well.
That's crazy.
And I didn't even know that at first until we got to sit down and chop it up.
How did you get the invite?
Because one of my homie Money,
mm-hmm.
They related to Dre. And you know, since I got shit buzzing, I've been having the city rocking.
For sure.
For a few years now, so he like, man, I gotta get you over there. Him and Jay West put it together, and shit, I linked up with him one day, and we went over there. I fell asleep. Dre house so comfortable, bro. I fell asleep for hours.
That's crazy. So you get in the studio, just like Dre be like, hey, what's up? Do you be like, hey, we're from the same area, man? Like,
he a real dope dude, bro. Like,
did he have Air Force Ones on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All white.
All white, always. Yeah. He's got like 1,000 pairs in his closet.
And you would think that, like, you know, some of these people, because they're a little older than us, but he hip. Like, he's still in tune with what's going on. He's serious about the music, though. So if you playing with this music shit.
Don't waste my
time. Yeah, if you ain't ready, then don't even introduce yourself to Dre, because he ain't going to fuck with it. If you serious and you got some shit going on, then I feel like he'll support it.
How dope was the shit that Snoop, Dre, and M were working on?
Bro, that shit was cold. They was working on like the last couple songs of an album. I don't know if it was Snoop album, but Dre, he really real particular with these bars and shit. I don't know if you seen when he got his star.
I saw that it happened last week.
Yeah, and then you seen when Snoop gave the speech. And
I didn't watch the speech, but I saw he
gave
a speech
and he rapped. And he was like, you still make me do every line 1,000 motherfucking times. He wasn't capping.
So that was, because your session was what, a few weeks ago, you said?
No, when I went over there, that was probably like 6 months ago. Or,
that shit's crazy.
Yeah.
Snoop's.
Dre got awards everywhere.
I mean, he got them all.
Diamond Awards, Grammys, all that shit. So just seeing it, bro, I had to see that.
Snoop's the coolest motherfucker ever, too.
Yeah, Snoop hella cool.
Snoop's the kind of guy you meet and he doesn't disappoint. Like, you know how, like, you meet some famous fools that, like, you grew up listening to, and then you meet him.
Like, I thought.
I got this fool full of shit. Snoop's exactly who you hoped he'd be.
You're getting exactly what you thought meeting Snoop, bro. Snoop a fucking legend. All them dudes is legends. Snoop, M, Dre, shit. I'm grateful to even be in that session.
That's legendary.
And hopefully one day I can be like them.
Did you cut any vocals with them?
Nah, they was working the whole time.
So you were just observing?
Yeah. I was just observing.
Fly on the wall.
Watching how they working. That's so crazy. I can learn how to apply it to myself. And then I know when I'm ready.
It'll happen.
You know what I'm saying? But I met me being there led me to meeting the dopest producer in the fucking world.
Who?
His name is Dem Joints.
Oh, he's hard.
Bro, Dem Joints, he made the Ty and Blast record.
He's hard.
Bro, he cold, using live instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it ain't nothing that dude can't do. Like,
nah, Dem Joints is fire.
Real wild child.
For sure. Yeah. So are you looking for a new situation to put out? Like, this Ty and Blast record is a fucking smash. It's not the type of record you just drop and hope for the best.
Nah, yeah,
you gotta have ducks in a row.
You gotta do it right.
Yeah.
Shit, we got some shit in the works. I am open to new conversations, though. Anybody who feel like they can give the record the potential that it need.
Have any other artists tried to sign you?
artists?
Like, you know, there's artists with imprints. Has anybody tried to be like, yo, come over here, you know, rock?
Shout out to my bro Zona Man, and Future. I did go do a session with Free Bands. I ended up just becoming family. Like, that's my Southern family and shout Midwest family. Yeah, Future.
Joe Moses was free band. I think, Joe Moses was over there with Future.
Yep, he fucked with Future heavy. But yeah, so far, that's like the only person that I really like latched on to.
Right. Would musically. You do another major label thing? Or did you kind of experience that?
I want 5 M's. At least 5 M's.
That's a serious bag.
Yeah, if it ain't 5 M's, then probably not.
Then you're going to just kind of do it your way.
I'm going to shoot my shot because you heard what I got.
I heard what you got.
I'm good right now. As long as I can just keep doing it the way I love to do it, shit, I'm not tripping. I mean, I feel like what I bring to the world musically is deeper than just, you know, money or whatever deal I can get. I feel good about what I give people to listen to.
I know you're super tight with Buddy, who is another guy. I just ran into him at Rolling Loud, but he's another guy that is just a prolific MC.
Yeah, one of the dopest. My twin, shout out to Buddy. He just had an album release like 2 days ago. I went.
Yeah, I saw. I think he's got a show tonight, actually.
For real, where at?
I think it's tonight.
Yeah, I got to pull up, man. I got to pull up on bro.
But I was going to say, like, is there any other artists in L.A. that, you know, outside of Greedo that you could see yourself collaborating with on a full project?
Yeah, my bro, Kalen For Real.
Shout out to Kalen. That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I think me and Kalen will have a good-ass album.
There's something about San Diego that loves both of you guys. If you guys do a fucking joint album, do the release party in San Diego, because every bad bitch in San Diego will go
San Diego
there.
And San Diego, Arizona,
fucks
bro.
With y'all, bro.
And AZ.
And AZ, for sure.
They're my hot spots right there, mm-hmm. man. But me and Kalen, I would love to do one with Blast. I feel like that'd be good too for the ladies and for the streets. Kalen, Blast, of course, Bino. Who else? I would, from here or from anywhere?
From anywhere.
Oh shit, it's a lot. Like, I would love to do a mixtape with Mozzie.
That'd be crazy.
On BPZ. Me and Mozzie and On BPZ just dropped a single probably like 5 days ago.
Shout out to Peasy, man. Peasy's a great guy.
The single out, it's called I'm Good. We just dropped a single. But it's a lot of niggas. I got a homie in St. Louis. His name MB's.
Fire.
Bro, he hard as shit.
All right, check him out.
Nobody really know about him yet. But
St. Louis is bubbling, man. Sexy Ray going crazy.
Oh, and Alexis.
Alexis.
Bro, me and Alexis going to fuck the world up.
Shout out to Alexis, man.
We trying to fill up arenas.
Yeah, I got some. I heard this shit you guys cut the other day. This shit's crazy.
Yeah.
For sure.
Stupid. G Perico.
G Perico.
G Perico making a whole tape. Yep. I got a tape with Jakai, my bro Jakai. He out the village. I think he just signed with Lil Bibby or 10, not 10K. It's
10K.
8 Plus.
I don't know, bro. All these fucking random companies these days. I don't
Something
know.
Like that, but he fucking with Lil Bibby, Jakai Cole. He one of the coders.
Nah, Bibby going crazy though as an executive for sure.
Travis Scott.
That'd be hard.
I would want to do it.
You and Roddy would be tough.
That'd be so hard, bro.
Big for Compton,
bro. That'd be so hard.
Yeah.
And then Roddy, another person that I always look to as well musically, like because our like what I was doing when I was listening to his music, like before I started doing music. A lot of shit that he rapped about was shit that I was just my everyday life. Like, our age is so close.
Right.
Like, a lot of other artists I couldn't relate to the same, but since we so close in age, it was like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this my shit right here.
For you, was there a catalyst that, you know, I feel like everybody, you know, we talked earlier, you kind of had made the decision to go all in on the music, but was there something that happened that like kind of made you realize like, damn, I might lose this shit if I don't take it serious for real?
Yeah, shit. All my closest friends was like, really, my grandma passed away, my bro Nebula Swavey, Earl Swavey, Tiny West. Like, I lost some real key factors, like people that I was really doing this shit for. So at some point, I started feeling like, damn, like everybody I was doing this shit for is kind of gone. So it's really like I felt like just crashing out.
Shit.
Like, you feel me? But like my big bro Jay West, he used to always tell me like, nigga, you need to go home. You need to go sit in the house. Like, go deal with your emotions. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
don't be outside when you have that kind like, of shit
stop
in your
just,
mind.
Stop just trying to run around and like, you know what I'm saying? You mixing too much bullshit with what you got going on in your head positively. So like big bro, he really influenced me to get to know myself and to just deal with all the shit that, because bro, growing up, you might deal with a lot of shit, but not actually deal with it.
You think you deal with
it. Yeah, you might go through a lot of shit, right. bro.
But just because you pick up a bottle.
Yeah, and then you always got friends. Right. You always got family. You always got people around you, but sometimes you might need to sit by yourself.
And just face it.
And there ain't no time limit on that. Right. Like, it ain't like, oh, I stayed in the house for one day.
Right,
nah. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah.
Through fight through it.
Sit in the house and really get to know yourself, or go somewhere where you isolate it and really figure out what's been going on in your head and what you really care about. Because, shit, I almost gave up, bro. I really almost gave up on this shit. And then I had, like, a switch. I'm like, nah, like, what the fuck? I'm way too close.
What year was that where you almost gave up?
Last year.
Wow.
I was feeling like that from the beginning of my career, bro. Like,
so, like, from the beginning, even though you had all this momentum, you had all these
bro, I had momentum, but I had so much bullshit going on in my life.
That we didn't even know about.
Bro, my personal life was just fucked up. And it was affecting how I was... like rubbing off on people, even when I meet them, like I didn't really care to meet rappers or
right.
Like I didn't really want to do fucking, business it was with nobody.
Up the way you were approaching music too,
yeah, because you know what I'm saying, we all got our personal shit, and I was looking at myself like nobody else could feel how I feel, like dumbass shit. Like right. we all lost somebody, we all going through shit. Like I was looking at it the complete wrong way, and I had to self evaluate.
And then like if you're going through all of that and you don't deal with it. The other problem is you start to treat everything else in your life like it's a job. So the rap shit becomes something you have to do, not something you want to do.
Because exactly.
You're so preoccupied with your trauma or your heartbreak or whatever you're going through that when you have to go to the studio, it's a chore. Because yeah. You would rather go be on the phone and deal with whatever you're dealing with or go, you know what I'm saying? Like
facts.
For sure.
And then Nebula Swavey, my bro that passed away, he the one who showed me how to like use DistroKid. He knew the business well. Like, I didn't know none of this shit.
Right.
So losing him, it was kind of like, ah, fuck. Like
he's kind of the reason why I know.
Like, yeah, having somebody you could trust. Like, it ain't too many people you could trust in this business.
For sure.
So having Greedo is kind of similar because, like, okay, Greedo, he always giving me the game.
For sure.
You feel me? But before Greedo, he wasn't home. So me losing Nebs, by the way, that's, if you ever hear my song Silly Rabbit, he the person on the second verse.
Got it.
But yeah, having him, it was like, losing him was like, damn, I don't even know if I could find another person that I could trust because he was going to give it to me, you know what I'm saying, give me the business raw. Like, nah, you don't need him. You don't need them. You don't need to do this. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Because you can go through a lot of loops, spending your money wrong, all type of shit.
And then also, like, keeping the wrong people around you, it's energy is a real thing, man.
Yeah, hell yeah.
So if you don't even realize, like, damn, I got this crew of people around me, or maybe it's one person around you that you don't even realize is just adding to the energy of the room every time, or the energy of your life. And you're like, yo, like people don't realize, like you got to make sure you got to keep your energy tight, bro, like and protect it, because otherwise it could fuck up. It could fuck up everything.
Nah, facts.
I think about Leonardo Wick shit, like. That situation where one of his homies fucked up some kid who was coming up to him.
Oh, I seen that.
And I'm like, man, like
I seen that.
And the homie who did it wasn't even a security guard. It was just one of his people.
Nah.
It just took off on this little kid.
That ain't even funny, but,
bro, but I
could have sworn I thought that was his security though.
His security was standing, it was the bigger dude. And when I saw that, I was like, damn, that poor like shout out to Nardo. I met him, he's a good dude. Nice guy. But like all it took was him having the wrong dude.
Yeah.
That was just looking to take off on somebody.
Niggas, no, look, my cousin told me, shout out to Big Dobie. He told me a few months ago, like, bro, you do not need an entourage. Like
as long as you're not moving around in spaces where you know, like
stay the fuck out of
them. Stay out the way.
But when you, bro, like, it's like niggas be scared to look like what they are. If you a superstar or if you really doing this music shit, it's not wrong for you to have security.
For sure.
Come out your pocket, pay for some security, some it's ones smart. That you can trust.
It's smart, bro.
Oh, and I forgot a couple people too. Shorty, that's my dog right
Great
there.
Guy.
A fucking mixtape with Baltimore Shorty legend. Would be, that'd be.
It's so crazy how he's from Baltimore, but he's such a fucking West Coast artist. They yeah. love him on the West Coast.
Yeah, he kind of changed the game, for real. Sure. Him and Kamaya.
Shout out to Kamaya.
Kamaya. Shorty and Kamaya. Them sounds.
Like that Bituary is like a yeah. fucking, that's a West Coast classic.
Yeah, that was some shit that we needed.
For sure.
But Big Dobie was telling me like, bro, you don't need all these motherfuckers around you. Because I love having my homies around
of
me.
Of course.
You feel me? Like having this shit as something to share, that was always idealistic to me. Like this shit ain't just for me.
Right.
I personally, bro, I could have a basketball, a skateboard, some chili cheese fries.
It'd be chillin'.
And a bitch or two. I'll probably never leave
the
skate? House.
You a good skater?
Yeah, I do everything.
So you could like actually like get down on a skateboard?
Yeah, I can hoop, play football, I quarterback, baseball, skateboard.
Yeah, so there's some good rappers out there that
and
can
I'm
skate.
Like probably the best bowler in the industry.
For real?
Anybody who needs that, man, get at me. I'm taking all bowling.
You ever go to the Kingpin Monday shit?
Nope.
Okay.
But I bowl twice a week though.
Twice a week?
Yeah,
twice a week. Oh, so you're really legit a bowler.
Yeah, me and Savvy Third actually planning on doing a bowling event. And
that's fire.
And bringing people out so we could take some bowling fades.
Wiz is a good bowler.
Oh, shout out to Wiz. I fuck with dude, too. I don't think nobody can fuck with me on this bowling shit, though. I'm calling you out.
Dre Sinatra can
Wiz,
bowl.
I'm calling you out. Savvy, I'm calling you out. Who else said they can bowl? What's the homie name that made he had that hot song, Bless the Bottle?
Oh, Bless the Bottle. Whose song was that?
Damn, forgive me because I know your name, bro. I'm just tripping right now, but he cold, but I'm calling him out too. Anybody who wanted in this bowling shit, YG, Nelly. I was in St. Louis bowling with Nelly and them a couple weeks ago.
Bless the Bottle, Radio Base, and Cali Stacks.
Radio Base.
Yeah.
He cold with the bowling shit, but I'm calling you out, bro.
There it is.
Nelly, Wiz, Savvy, Radio, YG, shit, Mustard, all y'all niggas.
I think OT can bowl.
OT, that's my big bro right there. I need that bowling fade.
When he's not breaking people's shoulders in San Diego.
You know I was out there, right?
Everybody from LA was out there.
Did the festival.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Chef, man. Chef Fest, that shit went up.
Yeah, no, I was at the club with Wiz, and I left.
That's where they was at, trying to get in
there. So I was at Park with Wiz, and then left, and then I got to the hotel. I woke up at like maybe 5, 6 in the morning or whatever, and I saw that shit on my fucking profile or my page or whatever. I was like, what? When did this happen? I was there.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
See, I was going over there, but Shorty had some shit going on.
He was
on.
At the Owl.
So I had stopped there first.
Yep.
And by the time I left from where Shorty shit was at, that shit had already happened. Shout out to AD, man.
Shout out to AD, man. Great
shout
guy.
Shout out to AD. Shout out to T-Rail. Shout out to... the homies that's doing their podcast shit because,
killing it.
Because them niggas be looking. All y'all be looking out for me. Like,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, those are great guys. AD's a great guy, man. Shout out to him and Pun and OT. I had them come to my pizza shop opening and I just told AD, I'm like, yo, keep your fucking shirt on tonight.
Yeah. So you know, like a lot of these dudes I knew like before I did music.
Right.
You feel me? So now that I'm doing something positive, it's like a full circle moment, like Desto Dub. Like, bro.
Love Dub, man.
Bro, Desto tatted my whole chest when I was 18.
Really?
Yeah. Desto, he was the man with the tattoo gun.
No, I know he did tattoos, so he blasted you when you're 18.
He blasted my chest when I was 18. AD brother, me and AD brother fit. We was actually real close.
Okay.
Before he ended up going to jail. He got out now. He doing like gospel rap and shit. He dope.
That's dope, man.
But yeah, so it be like full circle moments that I love. Like, I met Joe Moses at AD brother house probably when I was like 14.
Fucking crazy. So when you were a kid, you met Joe Moses?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, they always talk about how like Joe Moses and AD, like they've known each other since like AD was a fucking kid essentially.
Yeah, no, that's facts.
So that's dope, man. Shout out to Joe. Well,
like listen. All the people that you see me fucking with, most of the time I knew them, like Savvy Third, mm-hmm. like me and bro stayed like next door to each other basically when crazy. I stayed in Long Beach.
Savvy's hard.
So it's like all this shit is just, it's like, I didn't know what I was doing when I was just running the streets, but it all ended up making a sense. Making sense.
Like, full circle moments,
yeah,
man.
Hell yeah.
Well, look, you got a ton of music on the way. Like you said, you just dropped a Mozzie. Who else was on that record, you said?
Mozzie and OMB Peasy.
OMB Peasy, that's right.
Yep, I got one that's out with them joints. It's called Bondage. I got Brighter Days out, Guidance out. I got I Swear out. I got a song called UC that's really like the new summer anthem right now. You got to check that shit out.
And tons of music on the way with
hell yeah.
Some of the biggest artists on the planet.
Facts.
Big records coming, man. Appreciate you pulling up. We're going to do a little freestyle too, so you'll be able to check that out, man. Wally the Sensei. Appreciate you, brother.
Let's get it.
Yes, sir. Fire.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
See new things. Try new things. Go back centuries while living in the moment. Forge new paths while discovering old ones. Pedal, paddle, and paint while trekking, tasting, and tailoring experiences that transform you into a better version of yourself. Immerse yourself in the world by activating your mind, your heart, and your body on a river cruise exclusively from Avalon Waterways. Save with limited time offers at AvalonWaterways.com. Avalon is cruising. Elevated.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.